Well, hey everyone, we're continuing on in our 100 encouragements and exhortations. And again, I told you guys this before, I just kind of want to remind you that these season 29, which we're on right now, season 29 is pretty raw. I'm sort of doing some things and I'm on leave from work for a little bit. And I don't have access really to my computer to do what I normally do. But so I'm just recording it on my phone and posting it on my phone. But yeah, I just love the way that God teaches us throughout the years, you know? I'm sure God has taught you a lot over the years and that you've gleaned so much from Him leading. And really, that's what this is all about. I've just gleaned so much from different things that I've been through and I've faced and just in my walk with the Lord. And today is it was appropriate for Thanksgiving for a few days ago, but I'm still going to go for number 8, which it's this. Even in difficult times, there's so much for us to be thankful for. And I say this a lot, but I would seriously recommend just making a list of everything you're grateful for. You know, God has blessed me with, blessed His children with so many ways that it's really hard to keep track of all of them until we start just sitting there and reflecting and contemplating and pondering and letting these truths percolate. Like, how's God thanks? You know, what can I thank God for? Like, and things just start to come up and your list is going to be long, you know. But we innately take things for granted, which is why we must remind ourselves of all that God has done in our lives. You know, there will be difficult times, but we have already been delivered. We're not victims at all. We're victors in Christ. And I believe it's time to live like it. You know, God doesn't call us to have this defeatist mentality to where we're just hopeless and helpless. We're not ever hopeless with the Lord, you know? And that's why I just love the word hope defined biblically, which is hope that is sure. It's something that actually happens, that comes to pass. And God gives us hope as we walk with Him. He gives us purpose. You know, in schools today, they don't teach we have a purpose. They teach, secular schools, I mean, they teach that it's all just by chance. There's no purpose. You're just here. How sad and depressing is that whole moral relativism argument? It's just sad. And it's untrue, is the main thing. Because God does and has created you for purpose. And that purpose generally is to live out those promises that God gives to you. And so even in difficult times, you guys, there's always something to be thankful for. Sometimes during hard times, it takes longer to search and find those things. But trust me, you're going to find them. Because God has already worked in your life so much. It's just a matter of us not taking it for granted. Because again, we innately take things for granted. We just expect certain things, where instead of expecting certain things, we should thank God for those things because He's blessed us with those things. You know, we get used to blessings and then we cease to be thankful and just focus on what we don't have or what we're not doing or where we are not, but we want to be. And that's a destructive way to live. That's a defeatist way to live. That's a way to live that will not give you hope or help or encouragement at all. Because you're never going to be content where you are until you realize where you are is exactly where God wants you. And that's kind of hard to come to terms with sometimes, especially when you're in a difficult place. When you feel like the world's closing in on you, when you feel like there's no hope in sight, when you feel like all you see is a storm, it's a hard place to be thankful. It's a hard place to sit down and reflect upon what God has done in your life, those good things He's done, because all you see is the hardships. And it's a hard place. I mean, we're human, and so we go through difficulties, and we don't want to go through difficulties. But oftentimes, the difficult places that God has us, those are where He does His best work on us and teaches us the most. Those are the places where we learn to trust God. like never before. Like, we've never had to trust him this much. Like, we've never had to lean upon him this much, because when we're at our end, that's when God begins. And I've been at my end where I'm like, I got nothing left, Lord. I got nothing left. I'm exhausted. I'm tired. I'm discouraged. I'm at my end. And you know what? That is the best time to lean upon God. That is the best time to go, Lord, I'm at my end. Will you begin? Begin to do work. Begin to shed light by giving me hope. Begin to show up, that your presence would just be powerful in my life. Lord, please help me. And that's kind of like David, you know, in the Psalms. I mean, he cried out. He didn't just pray and sing happy little songs, right? David had some serious, you know, emotions going on. It's said that in the Psalms, it's a whole spectrum of human emotions. Every single human emotion is in the Psalms. And I think that's true as you go through it. And a lot of it is distress. David often was distressed. And as you read his words, you're like, dude, this guy's going to give up. He's not going to make it. But he ends the Psalms in praise. Not happy about being in a trial, but knowing that God is good anyway. And that's the question. Do we know that? Do you know that? That God is good, even though times that you're facing right now may be grueling. Do you know that God is still good? Because he is. You know, even in bleak times, you can still believe. You should still believe. That faith that we have is what holds us together. As we exercise our faith, we realize that God's given us that faith in the first place, and ultimately, he holds us together. We just need to activate our faith on a daily basis. Lord, let me walk by faith today. Help me to walk by faith today, not by sight. Because if I walk by sight, I'm going to be discouraged. But when I walk by faith, I'm going to be encouraged. So guys, even in difficult times, there's still so much to be thankful for. Namely, that God is good. That he's working it all out. That you can trust him. That he's going to get you through. He's in the storm with you, and he's going to get you out of the storm. The rain's not going to pour forever. It's going to stop. You know, and the sun is going to rise. And so believe, trust him. Don't take his blessings for granted, and give him thanks. God bless you guys.